We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Yeah.
Monday, and thanks for listening to the AZ Wildcats podcast. Let me change this layout a little bit so you can see our faces even clearer. For Jason Shear, I'm merely Mike Luke. Hello, Jason Shear.
Hello, Michael.
All right, we've got a lot to get to this show. We are going to talk about Toby Waka. We're going to talk about some Arizona football. We are going to talk about probably the preseason favorite for the Mountain West Player of the Year. That is called a tease, but Shear, another rough day for the Spacers. Toby Waka has committed to the University of Arizona. I love this fit. A very big physical man. He is his per 40 minutes is absolutely insane when it comes to rebounding, when it comes to points. This is what Arizona needs going into the Big 12. I say I am happy.
You didn't like him at first, and we were both a little iffy. And then we watched some film, and then we were like, okay, we get it now.
Yes.
I tweeted a clip of him earlier ready to fight the entire Kentucky team, and I saw enough right there.
Exactly. Right? Like,
we're tired of players getting punked and all that. And I'm not saying Keyshawn or Umar got punked. But
Azulis would, though.
Right. Like, Toby's the kind of dude, and, you know, he's going to go out there. You know he's going to rebound. You know he's going to defend. And obviously Arizona believes that he has a bigger offensive game that he showed at Tennessee. This is brought to you by Circle K Purified Water.
Yes, very, very good stuff. Okay, now, Waka, here's how I see him fitting in. First of all, I think he's going to be kind of that auxiliary big man the first year. Trey Townsend is going to start. Mount Crevis is going to start. But then Toby Waka is going to be the first one off the bench. I've been saying this for a long time, and even Kobe Thiel made a rare good point where he said, why can't these guys all play? Listen, if Mount Crevis is playing 28 minutes per game or 25 minutes per game, and Trey Townsend is playing 25 minutes per game, guess what? By my math, there's another 25 minutes available. And please, 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 I know that there's going to be somebody that's going to say, what about Henry? We are not talking about Henry during this. Go ahead, Jason Shear.
Yeah, I mean, Toby's going to play, right? Like, I would estimate, what do you think now? Like 12 to 15 minutes right now with the right away with the possibility of getting up?
Depending on it, but I could see him playing more. I think that's the baseline minimum, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, look, Henry is a guy that they are acting as if he will be a part of the rotation, but it's also kind of a see it to believe it type of deal.
Right.
If he's not a part of the rotation, cool. We just added Toby Waka. He'll get a few more minutes. If he is a part of the rotation, even better, because it means that he's good enough to be a part of the rotation. But all of a sudden, a thing that I like also is, let's just say Henry is a part of the rotation. Let's just say 10 minutes, right? Henry's skill set is different than Crevis's skill set. It's different than a Waka's skill set. It's right. Different than Townsend's skill set. Like, they all have four different skill sets that can really complement each other well. And I like that Arizona went out and did that.
I did too. And I also think that if you're Toby Waka, you're saying to yourself, all right, and then after this year, I am going to be one of the starting big men at the University of Arizona. Arizona needs players like this in the Big 12, period. We are about to embark on something totally different than what we've been accustomed to. We are going to be going into arenas where there are fans. We are going to be going into arenas where there's actually good players across the other side and big physical players, players that lift weights. Toby Waka, we need you. This is very, very good. Now I ask you this, Jason Shear. What do the spacers say about this?
Well, this should help the spacing, right? You have a guy that could do the duck-ins and he'll score there. He can't shoot. He's not a shooter at all whatsoever. I don't think he's taken a three in 2 years, or maybe he's taken one. I don't know. I think in terms of the spacers, I think that people are going to be surprised that Trey Townsend is a little bit better of a shooter than people think.
By the way, Trey Townsend working on, did you see his, I know you follow all of the kids on Instagram, which by the way, I find somewhat creepy, but whatever. But did you see him working on his spacing, his shooting the other day? How about that?
He's Wildcat Authority spacers. It's like a game. I'm telling you, it sounds like West Side Story.
By the way, ASAP Duck 123. Great point right here. To all the spacers, didn't work out too well for the Suns. Take that, spacers. All right, now, but back to Toby Waka. I just love it. I think Udifo, the great Udifo, made a really good point about it too, where he said that you can do a lot with this guy. He can be your small ball. He can be your small ball five if you need. You can always have dudes with energy. And he's just like the fact that Tennessee very much wanted it back. Generally, when players enter the portal, teams say, shoo, go away, shoo, we do not want any more of you. That was not the case with Toby Waka. They very much wanted it back. Get a load of this too. Bruce Pasco messaged me and he's,
I know.
We're going to get Bruce here in a second. Bruce Pasco messaged me. Oh, the great Udifo in the chat. Very good. But Bruce Pasco messages me and he says, the rumors are that Tennessee really wanted him back. Well, Bruce, you clearly haven't been listening to the show. You've outed yourself.
Yes.
Bruce, we have been talking about this. And then I said, yeah, Bruce, we know about that. And then he goes, well, okay. Bruce, do better. What say you?
You realize, Mike, like a month from now or a month and a half from now is the tournament in Phoenix where we hang out with Bruce.
Yes, very, very, very excited.
Walker does foul too much, but there's ways around that. You can teach a guy not to foul, in my opinion. But yes, his foul rate was too high at Tennessee.
Either way, we're happy to have him. This is true, Jason Shear.
Yeah, Waka, Waka, Waka.
Yeah, walk the walk, Waka Flocka.
Waka, we could do a Muppet thing with Waka Waka Waka. We could, I don't know. We got options.
I know it's Yodafo by this point, but I don't care. I will call you Yodafo. Noah, this is true. I was at Vasa Fitness and I had somebody come up to me today. I kid you not. Now there's some people in Seattle that do not believe these stories. They are wrong. Their mind is polluted.
What is it called?
Smelly, rainy Seattle. Yes. I watched a documentary on it. But a guy comes up to me and he says, Mike, when was the last time you went to Circle K? Guess what I flashed? This. And then he's like, oh my gosh. He's like, I walk the walk when it comes to Circle K. There will never be said otherwise, Jason Shear.
Yeah. Some people, they just advertise, right? They don't actually use their product. You are Circle K.
It's just a walk of life. It is a Waka way of life.
When you say inner circle, you want people to enter your inner circle.
I do. By the way, Shear, tell the people about Game Time, Game Time, Game Time.
Yes, it's a good app. It's real. People use it. You get tickets at the last minute. No big deal. Download the app. Go to the app. Find tickets and you are good.
All right. That was very, very good. Now, the only thing we need is the disclaimer. Jacob Franklin is playing hooky today. I will do this myself. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PHNX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PHNX for $20 off. Now, also, the Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Then we're going to get to the real stuff. Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Jason Shear, when was the last time that you went to the Gila River Resorts and Casinos?
Every day.
All right. Yeah. Shear. That's why how committed Shear is. He goes there and he wants to be there. It is a fun, immersive experience. You might even find Ben One White there. We will get to Ben One White here at one point. I saw Ben One White's names mentioned in the comments. Yes, you do you at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit play at Gila.com for more details. Okay. Now, Jack Murphy. We have got to give Jack Murphy a lot of credit. I don't think a lot of people ask me on the coaching or, you know, who does what on the coaching staff. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. And again, I'm not saying they don't do anything. It's not what I'm saying. I have no clue what Steve Robinson does. Could do some a lot of stuff, but I do. Nope. Like I said, it's not a diss. I know for a fact, though, that Jack Murphy must work 95-hour weeks, and he is very conscientious about backing the A. This dude puts in a lot of time, and I messaged Murph this morning, and he actually responded to me. And I said, Murph, I said, we are going to talk about you and your hard work, and he literally responds back, and he says, this is all Tommy, dude. And then he's just stopped responding. Murph! We will not have any of that. You are part of this, Jason Shear. We need to give him a lot of credit. Murph's the man.
Yeah, Murph is the number one recruiter on the staff. I mean, by far. Foy, maybe he'll get involved internationally. C. Robinson gets involved once in a while. It is Tommy and Murph. Those are the two guys that really recruits. Tommy happens to be an aggressive recruiter for a head coach, but Murph does a great job. I mean, it really does. TJ Benson is another guy that recruits well, but Murph works his butt off. It's been a great hire. I know some people had questions when Murph first got hired in NAU and all that, but very impressed. Like, he's got international connections. He's been better domestically than I think some people thought. He works very, very hard, and you know, he's also they've obviously done a good job at evaluating also.
What we also need to say about Murph too is that there's some coaches that just put in the work, but they go home at the end of the day. Murph does back the A. Joking aside, Murph backs the A. And you can, this is personal for him. It's personal, to quote the man up in smelly, rainy Seattle. But with Murph, it's actually personal, though. And again, also a really good dude. Some people were meant, and I don't think this will get me in trouble. I don't know that some people were meant to be head coaches, but some people were meant to be associate head coaches. That is absolutely what Murph is. We are a big part of this roster, and how Arizona has taken off so quick is because of the great Jack Murphy.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I'll be interested, because you got to assume that when you're the lead assistant for a school like Arizona, they keep winning, he'll get job offers, right? But I also know that he's super happy here. So that's something that I was reading the comments.
Look at me showing this, dude. I'm going to flaunt this thing nonstop. This Circle K purified
water. Pour over your head in slow-mo.
I will pour this on my head. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, love Murph. Works his butt off. I always remember, I think it was a couple years at the tournament when they finished practice and Murph was like walking up the court. I go, where are you going? And he's like, well, practice is over. It's time to go recruit the portal. And it's like, right. Like you, and that's the difficulty in being assistant. An assistant in college basketball is way different than it was even 5 years ago with the portal and everything. But Murph's work in the phones and everything did a great job.
We can also, and you've seen this multiple times, Jason Shear, and we will get to my lady friend. Many people asking questions about it. All right, but this is true, Jason Shear. You know this, that Murph is absolutely part of the back the A movement. You have seen this multiple times where he has yelled out back the A. This is true.
I believe there was one. Where were we when you yelled out back the A and he basically covered his face and ran away?
Oh, it was at the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. It was a recruiting. No. It was a recruiting event in Phoenix.
Yes, that's what I was like, Mike. It was a Section 7 last year. Yes. I was like, Mike, you can't do that. And you're like yelling across from the gym, Murph, back the A.
I really did. And Murph just looks at me and he's like,
I was like, Mike, you can't do that here.
But
you okay, man. You also back the A.
But there are many times, though, when you've seen him, though, before where he's gone over to the A on the court and looked over at us and said, back the A.
I believe there's also been some times where you have texted him at inopportune moments and he said, Mike, I don't have time for that shit, but I still back the A.
That is. One time I messaged him before, I think it was before that Arizona NCAA tournament game.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, hey, Murph, are you back in the A? And he says, is Brian Brigger the GOAT? Of course I'm back in the A. And that's the last I heard.
That's right. That's right.
Either way, though, on a serious note, Murph is the man. We very much appreciate Murph. Shear, very much appreciate Murph. Has Murph been, have you been talking with Murph? You've been talking with Murph lately?
No, he texted me and he said, I need to start waking up earlier.
You do? All right. Many people asking about, listen, I have been dating somebody for about 8 or 9 months now, but I generally keep my stuff on the down low. I don't need people.
Now it's time to tell people about your relationship with Erica. Take it away, Mike.
Questions. Oh, no. Erica wishes. Yes. Many compliments to the lady friend. Yes, she is very, very attractive. So you guys are out there. Like I said, maybe see some more pictures from time to time, but figured I'd let you all in.
I have one question about this. Does she know 50% of what you actually are?
What do you mean?
Like, does she have Twitter?
No. Don't need that. No. Knows that that's all that we will leave it at that. No more.
When you text me asking for certain things, she doesn't know that you're texting me asking me for that.
The gas tweets is a lot. Yeah. No. One guy actually had a really funny point. He said, he's like, yeah, I did the gas. Oh, so here's the deal with the gas. And this was bad.
She doesn't watch your shows. It's amazing.
So the deal with the gas is this. I had really, really bad gas.
What is wrong with you?
No, I did.
I know, but no one wants to know this.
All right. That's fine. Okay.
Mike has bad gas. He didn't know what to do. He texted me being an older, mature man. I told him to go buy Gas X, and he said it still wouldn't work. Medicine isn't even strong enough for Mike's gas.
Yeah, no, it broke it down, but all right. Either way, nobody cares about my gas. Nobody cares about my gas, I guess. So we will talk about this. We'll talk about this at another opportune time, another opportunic time. All right. Now, let's see. Philly B, and then we're going to do a lot of Arizona football. Philly B, big news. He is on the move. He is going to the University of New Mexico. Shear, this is a great fit for Philly B. This is a great fit for New Mexico. I am excited to see what Philly B does. I think Philly B in the pit speaks for itself. And
shooters shoot. And I cannot wait to see Patino when Philly B shoots with 2 minutes left in a 2-point game and Philly B shoots at 3 seconds into the shot clock.
Yeah, we need to now with Philly B. Let's joking aside, let's try to be serious because Philly B is kind of, you know, Philly B is a little bit like Philly B is kind
Anthony
of
Edwards.
When I look at Philly B, I think Anthony Edwards.
Right.
I mean, that is really, really something that I do see. I also see a little bit more, but honestly, joking aside, I see a little bit more Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, just a smooth operator. Maybe not the one that's going to be dunking on you, but he can get his shot from pretty much anywhere he wants. How about that? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Philly B.
A very poor, very like homeless Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Look,
a Seattle version.
Yeah, a smelly, rainy version. I'm actually legitimately curious what Philly B does in a system that I assume he'll play. Right, we're assuming he'll get minutes.
Right,
if not, we're way off about Philly. But I'm very curious to see how he does, in a pretty good conference. For a pretty good coach, like is he gonna put up 12 shots a game? What his percentages are like? Will he actually learn how to play defense? And I'm not insulting him. Like, I really am curious how this translates.
I am curious as well. And I think we're gonna call it the way it is. Let's go with statistical expectations. Now, UDFO, great point. Looking forward to him winning player of the year and then transferring back to Arizona. Could we maybe just kind of working on Philly for a triumphant return?
That's a good point. What I mean, it happened. A Baylor football player just did that yesterday. Went to Arkansas for a year, back to Baylor. Why not Philly B?
All right, now, and again, we're going to get to football here in a second. We have a lot more. By the way, AZ Wildcat fan, Jason looks much more comfortable when he isn't getting burglarized. Did you fight off the home invaders then by just sitting there?
I told Shelby, she was laughing. I said, look, we were being home invaded, and I didn't even leave my couch. That's how dedicated I am to you, Mike.
You didn't care. Oh, by the way, when are we doing the pug gender reveal? Or not gender reveal.
Oh, I did the DNA test. It's sitting on the counter. I'm sending it in after this show. 2 to 3 weeks to get back.
All right. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now we're gonna get to football here in a second. But first, we have some breaking Dylan Anderson news. Rumor is that he might be going to Boise State. I think this is a good fit for Dylan Anderson.
We can confirm. I can confirm. There is a rumor. I can confirm that he visited Boise State this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Boise feels it went very well. I like that fit. I also like the idea of Philly V versus Dylan Anderson with the Mountain West title on the line.
Is the Mountain West essentially the Big 12 2.0 at that stage?
Yeah. Well, and then what else was there? Jamal Baker. That's where Arizona players go to die.
That's not happening with Philly B.
To succeed.
Philly B be the designated driver in New Mexico as well? The guy bringing the water when the guys get a little too much grandma's old cough medicine.
What was the one with like the football players? Was that New Mexico State?
Where?
That was New Mexico State, where they had to fire everyone because of the hazing.
If that happened to Philly B, that is all hands on deck. We are going to Albuquerque to straighten that issue up immediately. All right, Javon Buchanan. What should we know about Javon Buchanan, Jason Shear?
He's good. I don't know how serious Arizona is about him right now. He's an NIAA, probably the top player at that level. There's multiple schools on him. He doesn't really do interviews or anything like that. It could wind up being an option. I think right now Arizona's kind of wait and see. You can't really move unless you know what Caleb Love and KJ Lewis are doing.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of where we're at. Buzz off, Kobe. Don't need any of this. All right. Yeah. So the Mountain West.
I told him, Kobe.
Hey, is Emmanuel Acott still in college basketball?
No.
Remember when Ben One White knew something that was happening to Acott and we tried to stop it?
Yes.
Yes. So Ben One White also has boots on the ground at.
Ben White is sorry. I mean, Ben, yeah, Dutrieve went to the Mountain West also. Yep. Kerr Creasa to Kentucky. Be that possibility. That'd be awesome.
By the way, can you imagine Lexington fans with Kerr Creasa? I will very much like watching this.
It would be awesome.
All right. Now, we are going to get to a little bit of U of A football here. The Streets Walker. What are you looking at, Shear? I see you.
I'll tell you offline.
Is it bad?
It's not good. Texas. It's not bad for Arizona. Football. It's you know what it's about.
All right. I understand. Okay. So is this news that's public yet?
No.
Okay.
It'll get it's what me, you, and Erica were talking about last night.
All right. Now, Arizona football. Noah Fifita is going to have a monster season. He looks primed, ready to go. I am also going to go out on a limb and say something else. Now, holy moly. oh gosh. All right. Now, I almost said 97. Noah Fifita. I hate when this happens because then like I start going all over the place. But Noah Fifita, he's going to have a monster year, and I'm going to go with a crazy projection here, Jason Shear. A crazy projection. Okay. Now listen.
All your projections are crazy.
Listen, you and I had to fight back against Justin Spears thinking T-Mac wasn't any good. Yes. And we did. Sooner or later, Justin admitted that he thought T-Mac was good. I'm going to go out. Now listen, T-Mac's the best player. Going to be a first top 10 pick. I am going to say, though, that Malachi Riley has more yards next year than T-Mac.
Yeah, you're wrong. But I appreciate it. Come on, more yards. Mike, you're talking one 1,200 and one 1,300-yard receiver.
How much? How about this? How about you? More yards per catch?
That wouldn't surprise
me. All right, there we're at.
The first one is just stupid.
Is that just stupid? More yards per catch, though. That's where I am going with this. This is a great point, Palmer Hoffman. This is a very good point. There was a lady sitting behind me that said the exact same thing. She says, "I feel like this hasn't been talked about how fantastic Tannenbaum was on Saturday."
Do we know, is he a member of the tribe? I would assume, right, Shelby? Tannenbaum? Cole Tannenbaum? I got to find this out, because if he's Jewish, I'm pushing him to be the starting quarterback. I'll tell you right now.
I love how you asked. I love how you asked Shelby initially as well.
Well, she's Jewish, so. Yeah. As you know.
This is amazing. Is who got this information?
Your buddy, your best friend.
Erica Alday?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is wild. Well, I will be calling you after this then. All right. Noah Fifita, though. He's going to have a monster year.
Hold on. We need to be very clear. It's not like recruiting or commitments or anything like that.
It's not anything that pertains to really anybody. It's just more like whatever. But
Eric is having a baby.
Yeah. All right. Now let's talk about Noah Fifita, though. Noah Fifita is going to have a monster year here. You can tell it. He's comfortable. He's confident. My biggest concern, though, and I'm going to be honest here, my biggest concern is the offensive line. You've been talking about this for quite a while, that they need depth on the offensive line. There are good players on the offensive line, no doubt about it. But the only ones, and again, there's some solid players for sure, but the only dudes that are kind of clearly above average, I think, are Jonas Savannah and Wendell Moy.
The offensive line scares me. I like Josh Baker. If you don't want to call him above average,
he's solid for sure.
Yeah, but I like Josh Baker. I think he's a solid lineman. Savannah, it was funny. I was just on I was on a Niner stream with Guy Haberman, nice guy, Guy Haberman, and he was asking me about cowing. And at the end, he's like, dude, Jonas Savannah might be a top 10 pick. He's like, I love this dude.
He is.
Yeah. And so he's obviously up there, Wendell Moy. I like Leif, whatever you want to call
Leif,
him. I like
him a lot.
That fifth spot bothers
me. I like Leif a lot. We need to be very clear. Leif, I believe Leif is very, very good. I'm more than comfortable with Leif.
Yeah, that last spot is the one that bothers me. Polito, you can't count on him. He's just never healthy. He hasn't been healthy since he arrived to campus. Deuce has been disappointing.
Deuce for a second. I believe that I might be right about Deuce. Here's my only reason that I was the benefit of the doubt to the coaching staff about Deuce, because they've done the previous coaching staff. They did a really good job of evaluating these type of players. But here's what I didn't understand about Deuce is that Deuce was a low 3-star kid that went to Northwestern and was buried on the depth chart. I don't understand how bringing him in was going to be Jordan Morgan's replacement in an NFL player.
Yeah. I mean, and look, the previous staff loved Deuce. I mean, like literally told me he was an NFL tackle. He's been playing guard. They didn't like him at tackle. Like they just didn't. And this staff hasn't even really, they moved him around and it just hasn't worked out. He's young still, right? Like he's still, you know, he's got potential, but a lot of these guys haven't worked out. Like Deuce right now, I think has potential. He's not a starter type. Who were we talking about yesterday? Elijah Payne, Tylan Gonzalez, JT Hand. Like, you know how we talk and football is different with the development, but like we talk in basketball, like you don't want dead weight, right? The offensive line is one of those things where like you need guys that you feel comfortable if they're injured to go in there. And I'm not sure those three and maybe even some more are those guys, which is why like yesterday we saw Arizona go get Wooten from Oregon. He's a tackle at the very least. He's going to be a backup tackle, right?
Right.
His ceiling is high. He needs to get healthy and all that, but they like him quite a bit. And I think they add two more linemen at least.
Yeah, I think you got to add some linemen because again, but Jonas Savannah, and we're going to get to the NFL part about this. There are some very, very interesting things. We will get to this, Tony Clifton. Tony Clifton, if I forget this point, come back because again, as you know, I am a scatterbrain. But first, Shear. There's bigger things that we have not talked about. There's not been one person in this chat that has brought this up, and it's disappointing. The BetMGM Sportsbook app.
Oh, okay. I got nervous.
Okay. Here's the deal. If you're watching the Phoenix Suns, and you might think to yourself, man, the Phoenix Suns, they've got spacers galore, and you might want to go against the Phoenix Suns, or you might say that it's all about the spacers. Get him. Sign up for the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Use bonus code PHNX. Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through the BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app for at least $10. You'll receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if the bet loses. Check out the show notes for details. Our good friend Ben One White, when he gets his money, from the BetMGM Sportsbook app. He generally goes and he'll get some OGs. As we all know, big fan of the fruits and the creams. But BetMGM Sportsbook app, check it out now, Jason Shearer. It's time for our BetMGM Parlay. I said before the playoffs that I was picking the Clippers to win the championship. I no longer am picking the Clippers.
Wait, I said you were very dumb on that.
No. There was a disclaimer.
Mike, there was a
disclaimer. I said Kawhi Leonard had to be healthy.
Doesn't matter, dude. That was a bad pick.
No. I am backing out of this, though. And I am saying it's because Kawhi Leonard is not healthy. But, so therefore, I get it. Now, guess what? I am going to go out on a limb for my parlay. Guess who I'm going to pick to come out of the West now?
Wolves, baby.
I'm going to pick the Nuggets to come out of the West.
Well, that's what I said before. And you were like, oh.
How do I sound?
I don't listen to every fifth word, so that's what you sound like.
All right, so there we go. We got, but that's where I'm going with. And you should have gone against Kevin Durant, total beta.
Tell everyone who's coming out of the East. Come on, say it.
The Miami Heat. Again, no, I'm just saying. Who's coming? Who is coming out of the East? Hey,
Knicks.
The Knicks, dude. The Knicks look good.
They look good,
dude. Jalen Brunson, very, very good.
You know, the NBA is in good hands. Edwards is a monster. Big win for me over you.
Who?
Anthony Edwards is a monster.
I generally win every debate against Shear. Not this one.
We're good. We're good.
Hey, by the way, there should, instead of the Indiana Pacers, it should be the Indiana Spacers.
Who do they play if they win? They play the Knicks. Oh, my God. The Knicks are going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Dude, and Jalen Brunson is going to literally be the best player on the court by a mile.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. So there's the BetMGM Sportsbook, and there's our parlay picks. All right. Now, let's get back to a little bit of Arizona football, which requires me going to my notes again. Okay. The offensive line definitely needs to be addressed. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I like Polito. I think he's a solid. I think he's a solid player. Gringo Billy, I am going to disagree with you a little bit. By the way, Gringo Billy, the great Gringo Billy, follow him on Twitter. Wow, we're up to 330 lives. You guys are fantastic. 340 lives. All right. Let's talk a little bit, though, about Polito. I think Polito's got a lot of talent. But again, at some stage, you got to be out there on the field, and he's just not out there on the field.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're hurt, I mean, I don't care about your potential if you can't see the field, right? Like, we all agree Polito has potential, but he's played in how many games? He missed most of spring with another leg injury. He's got a really bad limp. I mean, you got to stay healthy for a month.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stay healthy. So, again, Arizona's got to attack that in the portal. I don't think that there's any doubt about that. Now, let's the receivers were fine. I, unfortunately, I'm a little worried about my guy I think Kevin Green's going to have a really, really good college career. That is where I'm going to put it. I will root for Kevin Green. By the way, let's talk Fam. I took a picture with Fam Senior. Speedy's going to have a big year, dude. You know it, too. You can just tell the way he's moving, the way the staff is using him. They like Speedy Law. This is going to be a year, big year for the Fam supporters.
Yeah, I like Speedy. I think he had a very good spring. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. I'm very curious to see who Arizona adds in the portal at running back. They're going to add at least one. It'll probably be a power back. And I like that trio of Speedy, Conley, and whatever power back. Shelby actually the other night called him Fam.
Did she call him Fam?
She's like, was Fam there? I go, Fam, what did we? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, dude. And when I was walking out, that's where I saw Fam as well. By the way, we need to talk about the great Tony Jones. Tony Jones, very cool guy to hang out with, Shear.
Was fun.
We hung out
also, with him. I mean, should we tell everyone the big news that we found out? Which was the coolest part of the night?
What's that?
AJ Jones's dad, Tony Jones, parole officer for Boozy.
Yeah, and he was named in one of those Vlad interviews.
Yeah, yeah. And he's part of the Young Thug stuff.
Yeah, no, dude, this guy, Tony Jones, cool. Is the man.
Tony Jones is cool.
We will 1,000% back Tony Jones to the end. He also, I also stole some of Tony Jones' chicken wings as well. I said, Tony Jones, are you going to eat those? And he said,
I want people to know that that's also something you do Erica, you're in the chat. You can confirm this. Mike Will went to the restaurant, didn't order food, right? He did have some beer, and he did pay for the beer. Took a wing from Tony Jones. Took half of my fries. Mike leads the United States of America in free meals.
Yep, you know that. That's what you got to do, though. You know what? Sometimes, all right, let's make fun of Jordan Washington for a second. Remember, I say,
he just whispered to me. Actually, hold on. Remember when you ate the raw hamburger just because it was free?
Oh, at the media press
box.
Yes. It was very, very. It was very good.
It was raw. It was straight up raw, but it was free.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you, Joseph. Not a fan of that. I totally agree with you. Jordan Washington. Let's talk about this putts for a second. I don't listen. Kids can go. Why are you laughing?
Let's talk about this putts for a second. Let's talk about this putt. Watch you like gets out of the portal in a minute.
All right. So I think he's acting like a putts. By the way, a putts is a great way of putting it. Right. That's what
I like. Schmuck too. Schmuck's a good one.
He's being 18 years old. Mr. Tyler Warden, very, very good point. He's being an 18 year old. I get it. But he took a picture. And again, I can't tell you how many times I laugh when I see somebody visiting Seattle and they literally put out the rain emojis. That was the rain emojis is awesome. Now I'm just going to put the mask emoji next to the rain emoji and we have the Seattle movement. So anyways, he's liking tweets though about how Arizona having a bad fan base. Jason Shear believes that he should have all of his access revoked, all of it denied. You said this, Shear.
Absolutely. You just can't do that, man. He's liking tweets, crapping on Arizona fans. He's clearly going to Washington. And here's the thing that I'm just saying. If he's around the team and he's going to Washington, forget the tweets and all that. How do you know he's not telling players to go to Washington with him, right? Like, I can guarantee DJ Warnell's not doing that. The other guys in the portal aren't doing
BBN,
that.
BBN, a man of integrity.
Well, BBN didn't do that. But Jordan Washington, based on the tweets and all that, would be really put it past him, right?
Right.
And he didn't dress. Brennan, he's not hurt. Brennan didn't dress him for the spring game. He went up and talked to him, and they had a conversation about it. But it's like, come on. Like, to me, spring football's over. You're done. You're just done.
Right. And what I don't get about going to Seattle is, what I don't get about going to Washington is, they might have a deep running back room there. He's not going to go there and play. I don't get that one. He's going to get there. He's going to go there, and Jonah Coleman's going to play, and then Adam Muhammad is going to play, and then I just don't see it.
I don't know. These seats, a lot of kids in the portal.
He is 18. You need to keep saying that, but it's okay to call a kid a putz.
They just fall for it, right? Like, how many kids do we see in the portal not make the right choice?
Right.
Right? Like, they just fall for it. Like, what is Washington's pitch? It's probably like, you could replace. We lost Tybo Rogers. You could replace him. Hey, we'll play three running backs, blah, blah, blah. And they're falling for it.
Playing three running backs. Hey, you know what my favorite thing is? Is when I love this. And Shear is, there is no bigger Sean Miller fan in the entire world. This is true.
You are.
I mean, but. This is back before Shear fired me. By the way, where is my admin status? Has this been...
I have to email someone. You will have it probably by the end of the day.
Ooh, very good stuff. Very good news. But what were we just talking about? It was something very good.
You kept calling Jordan Washington a putz.
No. I wanted to talk about
Rainy Seattle.
I wanted to talk about the Ray Smith stuff, but I'm not going to get into that.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, too many people. But I will say this, though, man. The only thing I'm going to say on the Ray Smith thing is, kids, don't go after teachers and don't say N-words. Very bad idea. That's just a word to the wise from a grizzled veteran like myself.
Very good advice, Mike.
Yes. Now let's see. Yeah. Give me the admin status. We will. It was pretty funny. One guy said, he said lockdown 181's in for a long time. Don't worry. I will not abuse this privilege. It is going to be very, very fun. Now let's get to the defensive side of the football. If you start looking at 2025 NFL mock drafts, guess who you see very, very prominently throughout? Tekario Davis. This is one thing I've got to give. Oh, Sean Miller.
Yes.
All right. You brought up Sean Miller. What was it? Oh, this is back before Shear fired me. And The best salesman I have ever come across is Sean Miller. I will never forget this phone call. I'm calling Josh Green. And by the way, it threw me off because I didn't know he was Australian at the time and he had an Australian accent. But I said, you know, what about, yes, this is very true, Nicholas. I said, what about Arizona really? And Sean Miller really, really likes, do you really like, you know, over maybe North Carolina? And he says, man, he says, just the way they get out and run, all of the dunking, you know, I just imagine myself getting out in those fast break transitions and dunking. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, I can't remember a transition dunk this entire season. He does a very, very good Miller does a very good job of selling himself, Shear. That's what I wanted to say on that. Very good job.
Yeah, you're so negative. They were going to run it. They ran. They got out in transition. They just didn't run. You know what I mean? Like, they forced turnovers and they would turn into transition. You took it as the run and gun. That's your fault.
My favorite is when he would have McConnell run the ball to half court really fast and then just stare at him for 8 seconds. Multiple times the ball was stolen from McConnell as he was looking at Miller to call a play. Very, very good. They didn't run, though. Okay. Oh, Verbinski, a super snap. Super snap. Spacing Crew, unite, back the Ray. All right. By the way, there is a GoFundMe for that as well. Okay.
And real quick before, because I told Jake we would mention it, on my Twitter, there's a fund for Heath Bray as well. So everyone check out my Twitter. I'll pin it later and take a look at it.
Right. Now, also check it out as well. Anthony Jimeno on GoPHNX has a very, very good article about Heath Bray as well. You like Jimeno, Jason Shearer. You've said this before.
Yeah, and I don't like a lot of people.
Right. By the way, Erica L. Day, we got up to 342 lives earlier. Very, very, very good. All right. Now, let's get back to and the autograph app. Don't forget about the autograph app. Yep. All right. Now, Arizona could easily have 3 first-round picks next year. That is wild to think about. That is absolutely insane to think about. And again, I don't like giving Jed Fish any credit, but I got to give Jed Fish credit on this. He did do a good job. Now, the come be a pro thing, buzz off with all that. I hope you lose every game. But the talent on the field, there's a lot of talent on this team. I got to give him some credit.
Oh, yeah. There's a clear talent upgrade. I don't think anyone. Like when we diss Jed, we're not dissing him as a coach or a recruiter.
Jed the person.
As a human being. Yeah, it's like there's a clear talent upgrade at Arizona, right? Like, you know.
I would be very surprised, and again, it's all fluid, but I would be very surprised if Dakario Davis is not one of your starting cornerbacks next year. Are you at this stage now, Jason Shearer?
Very surprised? No, nothing surprises me.
All right, how about surprised?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Joseph, this is a great question, Joseph. Very good question. Here's where I'm at with Dino Babers. I like Dino Babers a lot. I don't know if he's still got his fastball or not, but I am going to say this, in that if the offense isn't really, really good next year, I am going to put the full blame on Dino Babers. Honestly, Noah Fifita is a quarterback that you should be able to win a lot of games with. Now, again, offensive line, if the offensive line is a total disaster, that's another story. But this should be still one of the better offenses, certainly in the conference next year.
Yeah, that was my biggest question. I don't know what Babers is as an OC. Now, I liked what I saw during spring ball, but that doesn't translate to games all the time. Now, D. Maxwell has a good point, too. Like, there needs to be an offensive line improvement. Right. I mean, you can't blame Babers that the offensive line is always hurt and all that. But I'm very curious about that coaching aspect. We know what type of defense we're getting with Dwayne Akeen, and we saw last year with Babers. I don't really have a good feel for what we're going to see.
All right. Have you ever apologized to Dwayne Akeen personally?
No, I'm scared.
Well, you should be scared. He'd probably slap you.
He would. He would beat me up.
Mike, I don't need another old white guy.
That's not what I said. I said I was skeptical because he didn't recruit. And Jed, and
you didn't say anything else.
I don't see color or race.
You didn't call him an old white guy.
He's an old white guy, to be fair.
He's not white, dude. He's Hawaiian.
He's white.
He's white. Oh, okay. Well, who are you? All right, fine.
It's like saying that I'm Greek. You know, I'm not Greek.
No, you're Jewish.
See, that's what I mean.
What do you mean? You're Jewish.
Oh, Michael.
Look at Noah. Noah's calling you
out. By the way, it is official. It is official.
Yeah.
We can break it. Go ahead.
Kevin Green's in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say about Kevin Green and the transfer portal is this. I think Kevin Green is going to be a good football player. I like Kevin Green. My biggest thing is this, is if he goes off and he's really good somewhere else and we have to play Montana and Montana plays the entire time and catches for 300 yards again this season, I am going to be very, very, very peeved, Jason Shear. Very peeved.
The problem is it's not a loss. You can't call a guy that caught 8 balls last year for 80 yards a loss, right? Now
I just did. I'll call it a loss again.
Well, we got to see. He didn't. He wasn't.
Dude, I literally watched another wide receiver not ever come off the field and catch for 200 more yards.
You're mad.
I am mad. I'm upset.
You're mad at Jed Fitchdill for how he handled Montana. This coaching staff isn't going to handle it that way. People are blaming Jed. I don't think that he's going to go play for Jed. Jed didn't like him. Jed never played him. I don't know where Kevin Green's going to wind up. I'm curious, but they'll be fine. They're going to add a portal wide receiver, maybe even two. They have A.J. Jones. They have Malachi Riley. They're going to be fine at wide receiver. I legitimately think that.
You don't like my Malachi Riley. Yes, I agree with you, Joseph. You don't like my Malachi Riley prediction, do you? By the way, my dad is calling me right now. Watch this. Hold on. I will answer this live.
Oh, this is bad.
Dad, I am currently on air. Were you able to get that weed whacker? How much is it?
Hello, friends.
All right, I'll call you back. See ya.
Right. How much is it?
They're like $100, dude. Weed whackers are expensive. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. Let's see here. Brandon Phelps. Phelps is going to be an interesting one. Jason, honestly, is Emma. Hey, Noah, great question. We're going to put you on the spot.
What?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is MLC better than KG?
Probably not.
Got it.
But like, there's something about him, clearly, right? Because, like, this coaching staff is starting him, too.
But we've seen him on the field, though. This is what bothers me. If I've seen somebody on, it's like with you when you kept trying to say the BBN sucked. We've seen BBN on the field to know that BBN is good.
I never said BBN suck. You suck.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Kevin Green's good. I'm just saying it's not that big of a loss.
All right. I don't like
you it. Like AJ Jones, correct?
I do like AJ Jones.
You like Malachi Riley, correct?
You like Malachi Riley.
You like T-Mac, correct? He's okay, right?
Right.
You figure they add a portal guy, they're fine.
Oh no, I agree they're fine. I'm just saying that I don't like losing players, and I'd like to see what he could do. We will certainly find this out though. All right,
Phelps is good. Brandon Phelps has been good. We're gonna get through this. Here's the deal.
This has been a rough offseason for me, man.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Mike likes like 5 players.
They're all left.
3 of them are gone. If Speedy somehow transfers, and he's not transferring. But if Speedy transferred, I would probably go visit Mike at his house and do a welfare check.
Oh, no. FAM is going to be putting up a lot of numbers this year. By the way, you know what else is? Sheer, I went to Illegal Pete's earlier today. And wow. Yes, very, very good. Very, very tasty. Have you been to Illegal Pete's?
I have before, once.
All right. Illegal Pete's is very tasty. It's very good. Go check it out. There's a lot of good scenery around campus right now as well. Illegal Pete's is here to bring you a win with their legendary soundcheck deal. Bring in your ticket stub from any ticketed event and get a draft beer or house margarita for a penny. Illegal Pete's wants to celebrate with you, whether it's a pregame or postgame party. They got you covered for all your game day needs. Must purchase an adult entree to redeem Illegal Pete's soundcheck deal. Illegal Pete's, your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. And Jason Shear. Okay. Let's see here. Now let's talk about the defense a little bit. The defensive line obviously had some visitors in. I am actually okay with the starting line. We've got to talk about Ty Uiagalelei. He has been very, very good this camp. This coaching staff is obviously a big fan of him. It's going to be him and Trey Smith as your starting defensive ends. And I think the coaching staff feels pretty good about it.
Yeah. Yeah, unless they can get a stud out of the portal, and I don't think there's that guy. Ty has had a very good camp. Trey Smith came on really strong the last 2 weeks. I think those guys, Ty to me might be one of the biggest surprises of camp. Not necessarily surprised that he's good, but he's been like really good. Chuba's been playing well. Isaiah Johnson's been playing well.
My guy. You know,
they still got Darton. They're going to add Anderson. Or whatever. Yeah, Bear Anderson. He is, you know, going to be good. I think they had a couple more.
Go by Bear, or are we just calling him Bear Anderson?
No, he is by Bear Anderson.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
But, yeah, I mean, he is, Jara Bear Anderson. Okay. Yeah, he's good. They're going to add a couple more linemen. I think they need an end. That D-line will be pretty solid. I'm actually not really concerned about the D-line right now.
We need more DB. We need more corners, though. Takario Davis, yeah. Very, very good, but we need some more corners, though.
Javion Cole should be officially in the portal today. I would assume that is the number one priority. Yes, he's at San Jose State, but he is legitimately good. This isn't a depth piece. He would start at most schools in the country.
All right. Now, what about Toya, though?
He's not in yet, and he hasn't given an indication that he's going to be in. So he might not be able... The issue that he had may not have been able to get straightened out.
Yep. All right. Gringo Billy. Very, very good point. I do get too attached. That is, I love hard. I am a hard lover. That is the best way that I can. That sounds terrible. AZ Wildcat fan. Dylan, Philly B, BBN, KG, and Del Taco. Oh, that would be really, really bad.
Dude, I'm just like, we found out Del Taco was going bankrupt. Like, that would be.
Dude, Del Taco liked one of my tweets the other day, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, there's no way that this is really Del Taco. And it was verified. It was the verified Del Taco.
You've seen the tweets where, like, I tweeted something about QT, and, like, Circle K went at me, right?
Like, no, I didn't see that. Yeah, Did they go after you?
Yeah, the official Circle K site, and I had, like, a back and forth. It was funny.
Oh, you gotta tag me in this. I can't. Yeah. I can't be your white knight if I don't know.
Thank you. But, you know, you wouldn't defend me over Circle K.
No, I would defend you over Circle K.
That's a lie. I don't believe
it. No, it is. And it's absolutely not. All right. My bad. All right. Listen, Levicka Sua gets asked about a lot. I've talked with enough people to say this. And again, I could be totally wrong on this. I just don't know that he is quick twitch enough. He's Leviticus. I've had multiple people tell me Leviticus. He's kind of a plotter. Is that okay? Is that a good way of putting it?
Yes. Yeah, that is a he's just not fast, right? Like there's nothing sudden
about him.
Like Flo when he blitzes, like Flo's talent physically is there, his mental talent isn't there, right? Like he can't cover, but the physical talent is there. Manu is Manu. Quamella is a nice combination. Tay Brown is a nice combination. Leviticus just, I think he knows where he wants to be. He just can't necessarily get there.
Yeah. So that's kind of where it is. But we would love to be part of the My Bad Leviticus Sua movement. Could this be something that is a thing?
I would love to be.
Right. Oh, Jack in the Box owns Mike. Oh, yeah. So, again, we would love to be part of this. Now. All right.
So, actually, it was QT. It was QT that went at me. My bad.
Oh, that's why I was saying I would back you to the end against them.
Yeah, I said if Arizona joins the Big 12, I'll do everything I can to get a Buc-ee's in Arizona, which I did. And then QT tweeted at me, Jason, grow up.
Well, yeah, all right. Well, we'll
that's QT. Circle K for life.
Yeah, we'll handle this off air. Okay, now, Emmanuel Carnley might be an answer here in the secondary. What say you from Mr.
Tyler? Nope. I like Emmanuel Carnley. He's not a starting corner in the Big 12.
Just kind of the way it is. I let him say it. I didn't want to.
He's good. Don't get me wrong. He's not a starter.
Right. Exactly. All right. Now, let's see. All right. Shear, where can they find you doing your work? We've done very good.
WildcatAuthority.com, Wildcat Scoop Podcast with Shelby, at Jason Shear on Twitter, and the Autograph app, capital AZ, lowercase. C-A-T. Also, Shelby is yelling at me. Jason, you piece of garbage. Can you please shout out Arizona's men's tennis winning the Pac-12 championship over Stanford? It's their first one ever.
Wow.
I texted you, Mike, and you didn't say it.
She texted you, and you didn't.
Some of us actually are focused on the live stream.
You ignored my what? Yeah.
You took a phone call. No.
Mike is very focused. He's very one thing only.
One thing with Mike Luke. I never go off script. Never. You should know this by now.
Tunnel vision.
Yes, tunnel vision, and that is where it's at. By the way, check this out. Hey, you guys want to see something funny? Since I'm allowed to operate this, check this out. Watch this.
Back the A. Welcome into the PHNX Sun Devil Show.
Oh, that's so good. All right. Shear, you're going to be back with us on Wednesday. We very much appreciate you as always. Always Shelby in the background yelling at me over something I did not do anything wrong with. By the way, this picture, I saw this the other day. Look at this picture. This thing is amazing. That back PA, look at that. Look how crystal clear that is.
Beautiful.
I mean, there's some things in life that are just, you just kind of take a step back and you're just kind of like, that's pretty cool. That's one of those. But everybody out there, hold on, Mike deflecting so quick.
Yeah, Mike, I'm not going on Wednesday unless you apologize to my wife.
About what?
I don't know. Ignoring her phone call.
Back the A and men's tennis.
You didn't back the Shelby.
I am sorry. We need to talk about men's tennis. I am going to be commentating, by the way. I am actually going to be the announcer for the Mountain West Women's Tennis Tournament.
Oh, you're doing it again?
I'm doing it again this year.
Wow.
Now, last year was a little bit touch and go because there was a lot of people that I could not pronounce their
names. I remember there were international names, and you texted me the list, and I had to call you and help you with pronunciation.
There were some of them just had signals and symbols, and I had no clue what to expect there. So, but bigger fish though, Shear, you will be getting me the admin today. This is correct. This will be done today.
Yes.
All right.
We'll get it done.
Everybody out there though, you guys are fantastic. Very much appreciate you making getting here on the AZ Wildcats podcast. I'm your host, Mike Luke. For Jason Shear, go become a PHNX diehard, by the way. We will be back with you tomorrow. Bear down, back the A.
We all silly like the mayor.